The Royal Funeral. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Charles III was officially proclaimed king in a televised ceremony Saturday, following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Her funeral has been set for Monday, September 19th. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more on what comes next ahead of the ceremony.
The process does have several steps. We'll walk you through them. The royal mourning will continue until 1 week after the funeral. It will officially all start tomorrow when the Queen's coffin will leave the Balmoral estate where she passed away peacefully. She spent her last moments surrounded by her family there. On Monday, from the Scottish castle, the Queen's coffin, which is draped with the royal standard flag, will then make its way to the Palace of the Holyrood House in Edinburgh. The King and members of the royal family will be part of the procession and of the service.
President Biden says he'll be attending the funeral. At the 2022 DNC summer meeting at National Harbor, Maryland, Saturday, Vice President Harris praising the Biden administration's gun control legislation.
They say they care about crime. Well, it was us who expanded background checks and passed the most significant gun violence law in 30 years.
Republicans say more money should be put into mental health and increasing school security. Visa is making a major change regarding gun purchases. Gun control advocates supporting the new policy, gun rights advocates opposing it.
Visa announced Saturday it would adopt the new international merchant code for gun sales, which until now were classified as general merchandise. Gun control advocates say the new classification will help track suspicious surges of gun sales prior to any potential mass shooting, but gun rights advocates argue it would unfairly segregate legal gun sales, which cause no problems. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, whose city is fighting an increase in gun violence, called the move common sense.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal lawsuit has been filed by an Alabama pastor who was arrested recently. Fox's Paul Stevens has more.
Lawyers for Pastor Michael Jennings are suing the city of Childersburg, Alabama, after Jennings was arrested while watering his neighbor's flowers in May of this year while that neighbor was out of town. Someone reported Jennings as a suspicious person and called police. Jennings was handcuffed and had his phone taken after a dispute over producing an ID.
What they did that day, they did with impunity, thinking there'd be no action taken against them. And it hurt me.
Charges against Pastor Jennings were later dropped. Jennings telling reporters in Birmingham that he's not anti-police.
A driver plowing down four people in a Chicago parking lot. Fox 32 Chicago's Nate Rogers has more.
Police here at the scene tell us this incident involved a, quote, inner conflict, apparently between a group of family members and friends. Detectives were on scene following the crash, speaking to witnesses and examining surveillance video. Family members telling Fox 32 off camera they frequent this restaurant often. Police say an argument erupted inside the restaurant. Eventually, the confrontation spilling outside. That's when a fight ensued. Shortly after, police say a driver of a black Tahoe struck four people in this parking lot and immediately left the scene. A lone shoe could be seen left behind on the ground.
The victims are currently in stable condition. The driver has not been identified yet. The home of a Democratic mayoral candidate is robbed.
The LAPD is investigating a break-in at the home of California Congresswoman Karen Bass. Bass is also the favorite in the Los Angeles mayoral race. She says two guns, which were properly stored and secured, were stolen. She was not home at the time.
That's Fox's John Scott. Congresswoman Bass saying she plans to be smart on crime if she's elected mayor. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.